John 5:37-40 You have neither heard the Father's voice at any time, nor seen his form. And you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe him who he has sent. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are those that testify of me. But you will not to come to me that you may have life. By these verses Jesus, 1, severely criticizes them, and 2, in doing so, makes a clear distinction between the word of God and the scriptures. From the word of the Lord within, why would he contrast them if he didn't want to distinguish them? Calling the Bible, the word, is the most evil lie of Christendom. Woe be to them, for they have coupled an external form between the love of God to man. 10 words from him are better than 10 copied letters. Why is calling the Bible, the word, the most evil lie in Christendom? Because then people read, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey," Luke 11:28. Thinking it means to read the Bible instead of quietly listening for God to speak his words to them. Christendom has put a book between God and man, separating man from God's love, creating a form of godliness with no power, as he said. Woe be to them, for they have coupled an external form between God and man. In these 4 verses, Jesus also criticizes them for not having his word abiding in you, but you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. The Greek for word in click to see, verse 38 is logon 3056, which means one of speech. 1a, a word uttered by a living voice embodies a conception or idea. 1b, what someone has said. Just to be clear, the Greek for scripture in verse 39 is graphev, from graph, 1124, which means 1, a writing, thing written. 2, the scripture, used to denote either the book itself or its contents. 3, a certain portion or section of the Holy Scripture. There are clear differences in the Greek words for both, which shows no possibility of misinterpretation. Jesus also criticizes them for searching the scriptures instead of coming to him, which tells us that reading the Bible does not lead to eternal life, because that is not coming to him. Instead, they are searching and reading the scriptures. Sadly, you search the scriptures was mistranslated by the King James Version to read, and still does read the same, search the scriptures. And so millions of people have been completely misled to believe that the Lord commanded them to search the scriptures, when instead he is telling the scripture scholars, the only ones who had scriptures at that time, that they could not obtain eternal life searching the scriptures. They studied the scriptures, but they would not come to him to obtain eternal life, which only comes by coming to him, the one thing needed. To sit in humble silence to wait on God, listening for his spoken words and watching for his revelations, and then obeying whatever they hear and see, despite most all other Bibles having translated these verses correctly. Click to see, there are still people today who think the King James Version is right and all others are wrong, when in fact there were so many errors in the early translations of the King James Version, it was a major scandal. From the word of the Lord within, he is not telling them to repeat what they are doing. Clearly, Jesus is correcting them, saying that in searching the scriptures, 1, they incorrectly think eternal life is in the scriptures available to possess with sufficient searching, 2, doing so does not lead to eternal life, and 3, doing so is in lieu of coming to him to receive eternal life. There is not a single verse in the Bible that refers to the word written, or the word cannot be broken, or the word was opened, or search the word, or as the word has said, or read the word, or understanding the word, or holy word, or according to the word, or word shows, or what does the word say, or prophecy of the word, or knowing the word, because all such references use the word scriptures, instead as the below verses show. John 10:35, so he called them gods, men to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Here is another verse where Jesus makes a clear distinction between the word of God and scripture, proving that scripture references to the word are not references to the Bible or scripture. The Greek for word in this, click to see verse, is logov 3056, 1 of speech. 1a, a word uttered by a living voice embodies a conception or idea. 1b, what someone has said. Just to be clear, the Greek for scripture in verse 39 is graph, from graph, 1124, which means 1, a writing, thing written. 2, the scripture, used to denote either the book itself or its contents. 3, a certain portion or section of the Holy Scripture. There are clear differences in the Greek words for both, which shows no possibility of misinterpretation. Daniel 9:2 In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures the number of years, according to the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet for the fulfilling of the desolation of Jerusalem, were 70 in number. As seen above, the scriptures and the word of the Lord are different. The word of God is living and active. Hebrews 4:12 Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life-giving." John 6:63 Acts 17:11 These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things were true. From the word of the Lord within, studying the Bible is a work of the flesh. Studying the Bible is like studying the law. 10 words from him are better than 10 copied letters. Why are 10 words from him, that you hear him speak to you, are better than reading 10 of the New Testament letters? Because his words that you hear him speak to you impart the life of God to your heart, John 6:63. But reading 10 letters is just a work of the flesh, which profits nothing. In fact, most people read the letters of the New Testament and think they are addressed to them, when in fact most were addressed to very advanced believers who had attained the first stage of perfection. Reading the Bible is valuable for understanding what is sin and for maintaining your hope in the true gospel. However, to be of value, your hope must be in the true gospel and the benefit of bearing the cross to realize those promises. The Greek for word in this, click to see verse, is logon 3056, one of speech. 1a A word uttered by a living voice embodies a conception or idea. 1b What someone has said. Just to be clear, the Greek for scripture in verse 39 is grapha from graph, 1124, which means 1 a writing thing written, 2 the scripture, used to denote either the book itself or its contents, 3 a certain portion or section of the Holy Scripture. There are clear differences in the Greek words for both, which shows no possibility of misinterpretation. Here is another verse where Jesus makes a clear distinction between the Word of God and Scripture, proving that Scripture references to the Word are not references to the Bible or Scripture. The Word is not a book, not a writing, not a scroll, not a Scripture. The Word is the voice of a living being, who is the anointing, Christ, whose name is the Word of God, which Word speaks to you from within your heart. That is the Word of faith that the apostles preached. John 2:22 Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken. Here is another verse that makes a clear distinction between the word of God and scripture, proving that scripture references to the word are not references to the Bible or scripture. The Greek for word in this, click to see verse, is logwa from logos, 3056, one of speech. 1a A word uttered by a living voice embodies a conception or idea. 1b What someone has said. Just to be clear, the Greek for scripture in this click to see verse is graph from graph, 1124, which means 1 a writing, thing written, 2 the scripture, used to denote either the book itself or its contents, 3 a certain portion or section of the Holy Scripture. There are clear differences in the Greek words for both word and scripture, which shows no possibility of misinterpretation. 2 Peter 3:15-17 And know that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as he does in all his Paul's epistles, speaking in them of these things. There are some things in his letters that are hard to understand, which those who are unlearned and unstable rest twist to their own destruction, as they also do the other scriptures unto. Therefore, beloved, since you know these things beforehand, beware lest you also, being led away by the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Peter also categorizes Paul's epistles as scriptures, not the word. Matthew 21:42 Jesus saith unto them, Have you not read in the scriptures where it said, The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Notice, Jesus did not say, Did you ever read the word? And he never spoke of reading the word. He always referred to reading or knowing scriptures as scriptures. He never spoke of the word being fulfilled. He always spoke of scriptures as being fulfilled. Matthew 22:29 Jesus answered and said to them, You err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Matthew 26:54 But how then will the scriptures be fulfilled, which they must be? Matthew 26:56, "But all this was done so that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Mark 12:10, "Have you not read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone." Mark 12:24, "And Jesus answered them, Is this not where you are in error, because you do not know the scriptures nor the power of God?" Mark 14:49, "I was with you daily, teaching in the temple, and you did not seize me, but the scriptures must be fulfilled." Mark 15:28, "And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, And he was numbered with the transgressors." Luke 4:21, "And he said to them, Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Luke 22:37, "For I say to you that this scripture must be fulfilled in me, and he was numbered with the transgressors, for what is written about me will have its fulfillment." Luke 24:27, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." Luke 24:32, "And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" Luke 24:45, "Then he opened their understanding, so that they might understand the scriptures." John 7:38, "He who believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." John 7:42, "Has not the scripture said that Christ comes from the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was?" John 13:18, "I do not speak regarding all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but it is that the scripture may be fulfilled, he who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me." John 19:24, "Therefore they said among themselves, Let us not tear it, but instead cast lots for it, to determine whose it shall be." Thus the scripture was fulfilled, which said, "They parted my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing." Therefore the soldiers did these things. John 19:36, "For these things were done, fulfilling the prophecy of scripture, Not one of his bones will be broken." John 20:9, "For as of yet they did not know the scripture, which said, He must rise again from the dead." John 19:28, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, said, I thirst, to fulfill the prophecy of scripture." John 19:37, "And again, another scripture was fulfilled, They will look on him whom they have pierced." Acts 1:16, "Men and brothers, it was necessary that the scripture be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit by the mouth of David spoke before concerning Judas, who acted as a guide to those who took Jesus." Acts 8:32, "Now the place in the scripture that he read was this, He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, he did not open his mouth." Acts 8:35, "Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning at the same scripture preached to him the new covenant of Jesus." Acts 17:2, "And his custom was, Paul went in to them, and reasoned with them from the scriptures for three Sabbath days." Acts 18:24, "Now a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus." Acts 18:28, "For he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ." Romans 1:2, "Which he had promised before by his prophets in the holy scriptures." Romans 4:3, "For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness." Romans 9:17, "For the scripture said to Pharaoh, Even for this same purpose have I raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth." Romans 10:11, "For the scripture said, Whoever believes in him will not be ashamed." Romans 11:2, "God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture said of Elijah? How he makes intercession to God against Israel, saying, Romans 15:4, "For whatsoever things were written previously were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope." Romans 16:26, "But now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets is made known to all nations according to the command of the everlasting God, for the obedience of faith." 1 Corinthians 15:3, "For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, how Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." 1 Corinthians 15:4, "And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." Galatians 3:8, "And know the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, God preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, In you will all nations be blessed." Galatians 3:23, 22 But the scriptures show all men are bound under sin, so that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Galatians 4, 30 Nevertheless, what did the scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. 1 Timothy 5, 18 For the scripture said, You shall not muzzle the ox that treads out the grain. And, the laborer is worthy of his reward. 2 Timothy 3, 15 And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3, 16 All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. James 2, 8 If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. James 4, 5 Do you think that the scripture said in vain, the spirit that dwells in us lusts with envy? James 2, 23 And the scripture was fulfilled that said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed accounted to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. 1 Peter 2, 6 Therefore this is contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed or put to shame. 2 Peter 1, 20 Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture ever comes about by the prophet's own imagination. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.